Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people. He loves his people. The Lord our God is doing something remarkable, and we're going to thank him for it. He loves his people. He loves us all. Truly, there's nothing greater than the love of God towards mankind. And he loves us, and he gave us a free will. The kingdom of God is comprised of those who love him, who love the way of love, who love each other. And they want us, those that never fail, the angels and all the people that God made that never fail, because God has societies of people that never fail from that first state. They love God, and they're true to him. 2/3 of the angels didn't stand with Satan. They stood with God because they love God. 1/3 of the angels fail, and they follow Satan's path. Now, those that love God, they do it God's way. They hear his voice, they follow him. And God loves them, and they love God. And on earth, Jesus died for everyone, everybody. He loves us all deeply. But he gave us a choice. We can live forever with him in the kingdom of God, or we can fall out to Satan and go to hell with Satan. And God didn't, he made it known what the truth. He gave us a choice. He always gave man a choice. God chose light, and he rejected darkness. And we're made in his image. We can choose the light like God did. God did this of his own free will. He made the light, and it was good. He chose the light and rejected darkness. We're to do the same thing. Those who believe on Jesus Christ, from their heart, they love him. And they want the love of God. They don't want the ways of the world. And they choose God. And they never seen him before, but they believe him. And that's why we're saved. God gave us salvation as a grace. Jesus died in our place. He redeemed us from death, hell, and the grave. And we're going to live forever with him, because we believed on him from the heart. And that's why we're righteous. Because we believe in the works of Jesus. We believe in his name. We believe that he is the Son of God and our Savior. We believe that he died and rose again to justify us. And we believe it from the heart. And that's why we're saved. We were made righteous by our faith, by believing him. And sometimes people go back to the worldly way. Shouldn't do it, but they do. Now, the Lord has to deal with this problem. We love people, and we're priests, and we're kings, and we pray for people. And we try to get people to know God. And everybody don't feel the same way. If they love the world, they turn. It's weird, but they do. Everybody that loves this world, the sin of this world, it hardens their heart against God. Now, I've been studying 1 John chapters 1 and 2. In chapter 2, this is chapter St. John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If somebody did sin after being saved, the Lord Jesus Christ is not only our Savior, but our High Priest. He will plead your case before God. Because verse 2 said he's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. You know, when people sometimes get caught up in a fault. They haven't grown. You know, we come to the Lord as we are, and we grow from glory to glory. And it was explained to me by Chris Lucas, a blessed friend of mine, on my first job, when I first got saved at the age of 19. He said, Christians can sin if they want to, but they have sin don't dominate your life anymore like it does a man that never been sin, that never believed on Jesus. And he made that plain. Christians can sin again if that's what they want to do. Now, the habit system is something we have to sometimes conquer. We grow from glory to glory. We have the same logic that we had when we got, the way we think in our mind, that stayed the same. Our heart changed. But we have to renew our mind with the Word of God. And then when you miss it, which you probably will, the chances are high that you're going to fail somewhere. One day, somehow, you'll say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. But Jesus pleads your case. There's a sin to death, and there's a sin that's not unto death. All right? And Apostle Paul explained that. But watch what he said in verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Keeping his commandments is understood to be something that we do. We got saved from the world, the rudiments of the world, the miserly ways of the world, the beggarly ways of the world, the frustrations, the drama, all of it. And we live according to God's word, and it works. The world system don't work, but God's word does. Verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, to him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. And the Lord loves us. And we grow, and we do a little bit better and a little bit better, and we're progressing. But if you fail after much effort, then God pleads you, okay, he loves you no different. If you sin, and if you do when you didn't. But the problem is choosing to sin. Sin will harden your heart if that's what you choose to do as a lifestyle. But failure, Jesus is our high priest to help us with our failures. And he loves us. And as we grow, whenever I did something that I shouldn't have done, or didn't do something as good as I could, or failed to do something God told me to do, I go back and I say, Lord, why did I do that? Why did I fail? He tell me, he give me information that I didn't have. And I get stronger, and you know, and you grow. You don't stay the same. And it's a blessing to grow. Verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. That's our goal. That's what we do. That's what I intend to do. Verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, that which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning, from the time you got saved. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines. Now, while we're trying to grow, Satan's trying to tear us down. But we continue to follow God, and we overcome Satan every round. Verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even unto now. Some people have hatred in their heart, and they are not, you can't have both at the same time. Either the love of God, or you're going to hate your brother. The things of the world, when people sin, they do it on purpose. Sometimes people do things without thinking about it, but sin is on purpose, because when you have the Holy Spirit and you're in the Lord, you have a deep desire to do the right thing. You don't want sin anymore. if something frustrates you, is and you do something you shouldn't do, you chose to do it. At my weakest moment, the Lord spoke to me. I wanted to love the guy. I didn't want to fight him, but I was so weak, I chose to fight. And at my weakest moment, the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And I was strengthened. My mind, my heart was strengthened. I had the love and the courage to do the right thing. Now, the Word of God replenishes our being. Our heart is like a gas tank. The Word of God is like gas. Another analogy, our heart is like a battery and the Word of God charges it. If you let your charge get low, you'll be too weak to do what you're supposed to do. I still had the desire, but the charge was gone. When the Lord said, everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or evil, it charged me up again. So, with that in mind, if you fill your heart with the Word of God, it'll never be a problem. You'll always have the strength to do what you're supposed to do. But the wise virgins, they kept oil in their lamp, and they trimmed their lamp. They didn't waste it. But the foolish virgins, they left their oil at home and wasted the oil they had. And people do this by not receiving the Word and keeping the Word and not keeping their heart full of the Word and the love of God. So when somebody frustrates them, they harbor unforgiveness against their brothers. This is dangerous because if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. The Lord has to protect heaven, and he's going to protect heaven. He's not going to let your sins or my sins enter. We have to detach ourselves from sin. And if we try to hold the truth in unrighteousness, we'll be judged. And that's not good. Now the Lord loves us and he wants us to go forward. Verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brothers in darkness evil till now. And that's exactly and precisely what it means. Verse 10. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So it's important to stay in the love of God. If you stay in the love of God, you'll love God's word, you'll love God's will, you'll love God's plan, his people, by faith. And you're safe. You're in the kingdom of God. But the hatred of your brother, unforgiveness and darkness, it'll transfer you back into the world. That's why Jesus said, tell my people my return is imminent. Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready, that they be not left. Sometimes people allow the things of this world to aggravate them. And they allow the things of this world to get them in forms of hatred and unforgiveness and bitterness. And then the Lord's got to come back any moment now. And they're in strife with somebody. And they won't let up. They won't let it go. They'll have to be left. And that's not God's will. But he's going to protect heaven. Now, people have changed God's word. A scripture keeps coming to my memory. In 2 Timothy. This, what was stated in 2 Timothy. Paul was dealing with Timothy, and he was teaching him about things to come. And when people love the world, and when preachers love the world, they preach a compromised gospel. Now listen to what Apostle Paul told Apostle Timothy. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn to fables. Now, when people love this world, they get in forms of darkness, and it always hardens their heart against the truth of God's word. And I've seen it and experienced it firsthand. God loves his people, but people don't always love God. And people bear fruit after their kind. Now, the Lord is still going to protect heaven, and he knows who's his. But there are people, Christian people, that don't have an appetite for the rightly divided word of God, the pure word of God. Now, when I first got saved at the age of 19 in 1983, I was almost 20 years old. In those days, there were people who were truly dedicated. And sometimes they lacked knowledge. They didn't know how to prosper. They didn't know how, a lot of things, but they had a deep love for God. And we used to go in his presence and learn. Now, I learned we had a strong, one thing about our church, it was strong in worship. And Elder Lewis was a good teacher. He taught the word, but he also taught bondage. And that came from his uplines. It's hard. We bear fruit after our own kind. He was trained, and he was doing what he thought was right because of the way he was trained in the word. But the Lord, in going in his presence, I had questions. I came to a holiness church because I wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit. Pentecostal churches and holiness churches, you know, the Church of God churches, they taught about the Holy Spirit more than Baptist and Methodist churches did. And all of them are wonderful places to be. All of them are God's people. The Baptist, the Methodist, Holiness, Presbyterian, all of them, the Lutheran, even Catholics. They're good people. Because when the outpouring came, everybody got filled with the Holy Spirit. So that means they were, you have to be a Christian to receive the Holy Spirit. So they were Christian people. Now, but then the doctrines. Now, Paul talked about it, and people talk, and Peter talked about how when they died, people would come, you know, false teachers would come, and they did. And they did damage. The church suffered the dark ages because of it. And then the Reformation came, starting with around the time of Martin Luther. People started getting saved by faith again and honoring God and living a life that was true. And the Puritans came to America so they could be free to worship God, because there is a hatred against God. There's a religious world hatred against God, and there's a worldly world hatred against God. And then there are false religions like Muslims and other religions, Hindus, things that God didn't ordain. Man did that. They're against God too, because it's darkness, all of it. And then there are people in the church that drifted back in the world, but they still preach. And they're against God, too. Now, I'm going to show you something. Every generation, God had that problem. There were internal enemies, just like there were external enemies. And the Lord said he's going to weed out. One promise that it was Jeremiah or Isaiah said that he was going to drive out the internal enemies in Jerusalem. And the Lord always has internal enemies in his own house. Now, when we get saved, if we don't stay in the love of God and we drift into the world, if you get in darkness, you don't always realize that you're not in the kingdom anymore. I don't want anybody to doubt their salvation. Just stay in the love of God and you're safe. Stay. If the Holy Spirit, if you sin and the Holy Spirit convicts you, you're still God's child. But if you sin and the Holy Spirit don't convict you, there's no, you can go right on to sleep. It don't bother you to sin. You can sin and keep going. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you don't even listen to him. That's when you're in danger. The Lord does work with us. When Solomon went back to the world, the Lord appeared to him twice. Now, I believe, I could be wrong, but he wrote Ecclesiastes about his time in the world. He was trying his best to live without God. That's why he said vanity of vanities. All is vanity. In the world system, yes, ain't nothing right in the world system. But in chapter 4, he said, I returned. Now, I hope that meant that he came back to the Lord and then he wrote about this. He was anointed with great wisdom. So it could have been possible for him to return. And hopefully he did. And God, I know, is merciful and just to forgive us when we're stupid. And his first mistake was marrying all those crazy women. And the queen of Egypt. And the Lord told him not to marry foreign women. Unless they had converted to Judaism. Now, anyway, beside the point, men always do wrong when God always do right. But it's a cost, it's a price tag with it. Now, it's time to grow up. Sound teaching is not always received. That's why Paul told Timothy, that there'll come a time when they won't endure sound doctrine. Now, I've had the Lord to tell me things, and sometimes I want to share it with people that I consider to be my brother and sister. But you'll be surprised at the people that want to hear more, and the people that, when you start talking about the deep things of God, they want out. They want a way out of here. They start looking at their watch and thinking about things they got to do. Oh, I got to go. It's late. But if you're talking about a football game or pork chops or something, they want to talk. They can talk all night. If they have any love of the world, they'll lose their appetite for the things of God, because that darkness is dangerous, and it will harden your heart just as sure as you look at the world. There was no man that feared God and shunned evil like Job. And I look at these things. I look at myself. And then I can control what I love and what I don't. All I have to do is speak the word, what I want, by faith. I know that I love God, and I want to continue to love God. So I just confess with my mouth that I love him and I hate the things of this world. And I even asked, I said, Lord, I want you to make sure that I stay in you. Anything that's creeping up on me, I want to kill it. If it's wrong, I want it out of my life. And I confess that I love God. I tell God that I love him all the time. I worship him. And I mean it. He's my Savior. And I know that I live in this world, so that means I'm still capable of doing something stupid. And I thought about, other people went off on tangents and taught things that God didn't ordain. I said, Lord, I don't want that to happen to me. And he taught me how to follow him. And so I had a message about following God. And I teach people about following God. But a lot of people don't have an appetite for that, because there's something in this world that they love. And many people, they come up with a doctrine that they approve. But the power is in doing what God has approved. That's where the power is. That's where the miracles are. And that's where I want to be. Pastor Jim said, I want to be at the spot where the glory's coming out. And you know, it's important. But the love of the world will always harden your heart. Now, Jesus had a problem. He went about doing good, and he taught the people the word of God, and he saw how far they had come, and they didn't have any food, and they'd be faint trying to go back with their children. So he fed them with what he had. And the Lord miraculously, one time they had a few loaves and fish, a boy's lunch. He fed them with that. Another time they had a few loaves and something, and they fed it. He fed them with that. It was a miracle. Now, God can do miracles. Now, they started following him for the fish and the loaves. And sometimes people follow God, they go to church for good luck. And that's the wrong thing. That's the wrong attitude. We need the love of God in us. The Lord gave you the kingdom. You're just going to have to learn to work the kingdom. And you know, they want their life to go right. Time the enemy do something, and they have a tragedy in life. And usually, it was avoidable. But people don't have a thriving relationship. They don't seek the Lord and know what's going on. The Lord won't let things sneak up on you if you're paying attention to him. And most people, the Lord is trying to tell them, but their ears are so heavy with this world that they don't learn, they don't hear him, they don't go seek him, they don't talk to him. And their prayer life is like a phone without an earpiece. They pick it up and they tell the Lord all of what they want, and they praise him, and they hang up on him. They don't give him a chance to talk. They make decisions without his counsel, and it goes sideways. And then the enemy say, well, God don't love you. They are out of step because they don't learn to listen to him. And the best way to listen to him is listen to his word. He's not going to deviate from the counsel of his word. If the word of God say don't cosign, don't be surety for people in Proverbs, and you go cosign, and then the people, they got the car, they got the merchandise, and you got the bill. And then you want God to fix it. God didn't do it. You did it. You got to fix it. And if we do foolish things, then you got to pay for it. And it's important to know these things. But the love of God would have gave you better advice. If it's our job to take time and learn the word and how this life works and what the world's trying to do. It's up to us to learn to fight the enemy and not let him harass our life. It's not God's fault if people allow the enemy to come flood their life with problems. And the Lord will help you out of it. But you got to pay attention to him before and or after the problem. Now, the problem, the deeper problem is the way we love God. If we love God, we'll keep his commandments and we'll do these things and avoid all kind of miseries that only God knows we missed out on. If you're in step with the Lord, learning his ways and doing what he say to do, you're learning how to live and you're avoiding problems that will never, ever come your way. And the ones that do, they are attacks. And you can fight Satan back. You can undo some of the things he's done. And you can grow on and be blessed. But when people love this world and they follow God for the goodies, and they don't walk in love with their brother, then the Lord's got to deal with the problem. Now, if somebody wants to get married, people get married for all kind of reasons, not always love. The only kind of marriage that really works is when a man loves the woman and the woman loves the man, and they're dedicated in the covenant with each other. But when people, when a woman marry a man for his money, that's the same problem Jesus had when the people wanted to follow him for the fish and loaves. They wanted to make a king out of him. They wanted God on their terms. They didn't want a relationship. They wanted a God that they could control. And people are doing it now. They manipulate the word of God. They find a teacher with itching ears. Because of that itching ear, they find teachers that will teach what they want to hear. And they put money in church that the preacher preach what they want to hear. And they think they control, they doing God good. No. Jesus divided that crowd. He said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And they left him right there. He had just fed him. They left him. It's the same problem. If a man marry a woman and she marry him for his money or good looks, what's going to happen when the money's gone? Well, she just decided she don't love him anymore. And she'll pack her bags and leave and try to get everything she can get and go on back to wherever she came from. Or drive him out of his own house. That's not a marriage. She deceived him. Some people have gotten married, some men have gotten married, but they never had a wife. Some women have gotten married, to a man, but they never had a husband because there was no love. A real marriage has love on both ends. Now, Jesus is our Savior, and I love him. If you don't love God, and if you don't love man, you have no relationship with the Lord. It's a dry covenant. It's not going to work. We have to have love both ways. God, there's nothing wrong with God. He loves us. He made it plain. We got to love.